Your San Diego Padres are in Arizona at the Peoria Sports Complex for spring training.
And so are we.
This is Padres Social Hour.
Padres Social Hour from Peoria. Welcome back with, who are you? Randy Jones. I'm Jesse Hagler. Hope everybody's having a great spring training so far. Hope you've had an opportunity to come to Peoria or plan your trip to Peoria because, as we said before the break, it's magical. This is for a fan. Man, it's tough to beat spring training.
It's good, you know, and you know, you probably already talked about it, but, you know, noticing a lot more fans out here getting involved and jumping on the wagon, and, well, you should. It's a good ball club.
We were in surprise the other day for the game against Kansas City, and you know, the Royals, they're the defending American League champions, and, you know, they're drawing pretty well. We were walking around the concourse before the game, and there were a lot of Padres shirts there, and it was just really neat. You know, a road game on a weekday afternoon. And the Padre fans were there in surprise for that game, and they've been coming out to the home games. Look, we've said it a million times, and with good reason, but there's a different vibe around this club this year, and there should be, and that includes the fans.
You bet, and no doubt. And you know, you've been waiting quite a few years maybe to assemble a ball club that has the opportunities that this one has, and no doubt the fans are going to get behind this, and it's going to be exciting.
Yeah. All right, let's talk some more pitching, Lefty.
Yeah.
You're holding the microphone with your left hand because you are a left-hander.
Of course.
And Bob Scanlon, right-hander. But a guy that I really enjoy talking pitching with, like I do with you, because he knows a lot more about it than I do, like you do. So Scan stopped by earlier in the week, and I asked him that question I asked you a little while ago. Is the fact that the Padres could go into the season without a left-handed starter in their rotation something we should be discussing?
Well, it's always nice if you have a balance. Let's not lie. Okay, I mean, it's nice if maybe you have three starters, a couple of lefties, maybe one lefty. So if you are facing that lineup in the league that has a bunch of left-handed hitters, obviously that makes sense. And it also gives you a little bit of diversity on your bullpen and be able to spread guys out a little bit. That being said, I'll take the guys that are throwing the ball well, right? I mean, if you're right-handed, if you're left-handed, if you're making good pitches, if you've got electric stuff, if you're getting guys out, it really doesn't matter. So I'm taking the best five guys that are throwing the ball. I don't care if they're left-handed or right-handed. If they happen to be right-handed coming out of this camp, so be it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think we kind of know what to expect from, you know, guys like Shields and Cashner and Ross and Kennedy. Brandon Morrow, Odorsey Mayor Despaigne going for that fifth spot. Early on from Morrow, you know, just very, very early on here. What do you see?
Well, so far I see a guy that's basically, he's pacing himself a little bit. Now, granted, he needs to win a job, as does Despaigne and Whistler and Robbie Erlin, but at the same time, this is a guy that's a little bit more experienced. He has a great off-speed pitch, has a good split finger, which he's bringing back, which he put on the shelf for a couple of years, Jesse. And I said, well, why is it back? He says, it just feels good. I'm like, okay, hey, if it's back, it's back. That's a wonderful thing. So he has good stuff. He's an experienced guy, and I think that that's the guy they would like to see step up and be the Brandon Morrow that we've seen in the past, that can be electric, that can be dominating, because if he's that guy, all of a sudden you've got five guys at the top that on any given day nobody really wants to face.
I think Buddy said something the other day. He was asked, and you know, he doesn't have back of the rotation stuff when he's on, and he's a guy competing Brandon Morrow for the fifth spot, but when he is at his best, he's not a fifth starter.
No, exactly, and it's kind of neat because I had a chance to see him back in his collegiate days when I was doing some play-by-play for UC Irvine. We were playing Berkeley, and I saw him as a sophomore. 87 to 90 miles an hour. I mean, it was interesting, but basically just a guy, nothing electric. He comes back the next year, and he's the opening day starter for Berkeley, and I'm asking people, what happened? Well, during the summer, all of a sudden, he started throwing 97 miles an hour. Like, really? I got to see this. Sure enough, he came out, just blew our guys away, and it's been a great ride for him ever since. Number one pick, you know the rest of the story. But as you said, when he is on, not fifth starter type stuff. He's a top of the rotation type guy.
All right, let's do some bullpen talk now. Same kind of situation. You sort of expect this guy to be there and that guy to be there, but there are some new faces. Let me start with Maurer from Seattle. Comes over in the Seth Smith trade. Also electric kind of stuff that we've seen.
That was
far.
The word I was going to use. I mean, he has been absolutely so impressive. Again, a guy that was a starter. He's made that transition to the bullpen. We knew he was going to have good stuff coming in, but you stand here and you look at these bullpens that are behind us and watching guys throw, and all of a sudden you see the ball coming out of his hand. You see how the catcher's receiving it. You see the catcher doesn't have to move his glove, and it's getting in there about 95 miles an hour, nice and smooth. This guy's been amazing, as has Marcus Mateo, another exciting guy. Had a great Winter League, Dominican Winter League Player of the Year, MVP of that league, and he's shown why here. He's just been outstanding also, Jesse. Great stuff, overpowering type stuff. And when we talk about the rotation, there's one spot available. When you look at this bullpen, it was one of the most effective bullpens in baseball last year, as you know. But not by overpowering guys. Now you've got a bunch of power arms that are coming in here as well. I think that's an interesting situation that maybe there might be some prizes before it's all said and done.
I agree with that. And another guy that's sort of making it interesting right now in the bullpen is Jose Valverde.
Yes.
Veteran closer who, you know, has just really, you know, had some troubles the last little bit. But then, kind of like Mateo, great winter ball. And he sort of seems to have picked up right where he left off here in spring training.
No question about it. And in talking to him, he acknowledges that, look, my fastball was down. I came out of Detroit, I think it was because I'd just thrown too much. His fastball was down 89, 91 miles an hour, which is not the Valverde that was dominating for so many years as a closer. He said, but I've gotten some rest the last couple of years. As you mentioned, Jesse, he had a great winter ball. Our international scouts are on it. They see him throwing 95 to 97 miles an hour. I say, hey, come on into camp. The other thing, I don't know if you've watched him, but he's been changing his arm slots a little bit too. Dropping down at times and said, hey, I'm going to give you a little bit of a different look. So the split, he's been nasty in his first couple of outings. All of a sudden, a guy that maybe you thought was coming into camp just to be a backup type guy, all of a sudden, I think he's trying to kick the door in.
Yeah, which is fun to watch. And I guess that's what you want to happen if you're A.J. Preller or Buddy Black or anybody else on the coaching staff or in the front office. It's been a really neat thing watching these pitchers go out there and work. And I know for me, I love to build on a strength, and that seems to be the deal here in the bullpen.
And no question. You're building on the strength. And Balsley and I were talking about it a week ago, and we were talking about all the power arms that you see and how, you know, we're seeing some of these power arms here. He goes, yeah, but you know what, Scan? We actually had one of the lowest average fastball velocities of bullpens in all of Major League Baseball last year. That being said, it was still one of the most effective bullpens in all of Major League Baseball. So it's great to talk about the stuff, but you still have to get guys out. This bullpen has already done it. As you said, it's already been a strength. Maybe it'll get even stronger.
Your early look at the 2015 Padres is right here. It's Padres Social Hour at spring training in Arizona, and we'll be right back after these messages.